Rashi Menachos and the pasuk Vavokol Hami Oz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elach V'Yavam Mimeka V'Tanya Rebbe Lezer Agol Oma Elu Tefillin Shibarosh. So Rashi says the Tefillin Shibarosh because Rov of the Shem is written on it, namely the Shin and the Dalet, and there's a Yud on the shell Yad, and Rashi says that the pasuk therefore includes Menamut Pepicha. Includes the shin and the dalid. However, Tosis in Brochus disagrees, and Tosis quotes that Rashi says that the shin and the dalid and the yud are all halachal mos misinai. And Tosis asks that from the Gemara here in Shabbos, the Gemara says and Dav Chavches. That as relates to the tzuus, and it doesn't quote mitos Hashem beficha minamut beficha, that you see that the tzuus, and the dalet and the yud, don't have a din that they're not halachal mos misina. So Tosis disagrees, and he says that the only thing that's halachal misina is the shin. And Tosis also disagrees and asks from Rashi from the Gemara Megillah, because the Gemara Megillah the Chaf Vav says that the Ritzuas are tashmishei kedusha, and according to Rashi, if the shin and the dalet have a din of ksav, dalet and the yud also, and the halachal mos misina, so they should have been excluded also from the pasuk Toras Hashem Beficha Min Mutu Beficha, and the Gemara excludes it only from Lo Huchshul Melech Shemayim Ela Or Behemet Ora Bilvad. Now the Rambam Shita, the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph says, when he lists the Shmona Halachos Yesh B'Maisa Tefillin Kulam Halachol Mos Misinai V'Shiya Ba'or Shel Vos Tzuras Shin. V'shiha kesher shalhem kesher yadua b'tzuas dalid. So you see that the Rambam holds a compromise shita. He agrees to Rashi that the dalid is halachal mos misinai, and that it's the kesher in the shalrosh, that it's tzuas dalid. However, the yud in the shel yad, the Rambam doesn't count that as halachal mos misinai, doesn't include it in the Shmona halachos of that halachal mos misinai. It's from the Rambam's mashma that he distinguishes between the dalet and the yud, that the dalet is halachal mos misinai and the yud is not. Also, it's a little difficult. The Rambam in Perek Gimel halacha tesayin says, Ein osim hatfilin el Yisrael shasiyosim kikshivosim b'nei hashin she'osim ba'or k'mo she'amanu l'fichach im chipon hakusi o tofim psulos v'hu adin l'chol ha'posel l'kosven shlo yasa osim. So for the Rambam's mashma, the Rav's medayik, that it's only the shin, but it's mashma that a goy kusi could make the dalet, even though the Rambam thinks that the dalet is halachal mos misinai, not like Tosis, who thinks that it's not halachal mos misinai. So apparently the Rav said want to distinguish that the dalet only has the kesher of the shavosh, the tzura is like a dalet, but since it's not on klaf or anything, it doesn't have a chaloy shem ksiva and ois on it, and therefore the Rambam thinks that it's that even though it's halachal mos misinai in the tzura, but a goy or kusi could also do it. And with this, we can also maybe understand the Rav quoted that the Ran actually says this. The Ran in Shabbos says, I'll read the Ran, V'ikiman de goris b'gmara v'ama abai the litfilin the the Shem Hashem Shakai, and Tois says, Kuvan quoting the Toises, the Logasin and Dalas for Yud, the Lava Locha Ninhu, the Ain Soch Limchok and the Schos, the Dalad for Yud, Kevin Shainam, Bixiva Mamish, El Bekesha, Lav Tois Hashem Mikri. So you see the Ram makes this chilik that it doesn't have a din of ksiva, and therefore the halach of Tois Hashem Yificha doesn't apply, and that's why the Gemara in Shabbos here had to come out to lo huchshu l'mleches shemayim. And according to this, we can according to what we can explain also the Rashi, the Tois Kashas and Rashi, Tois says that then according to Rashi that the Dalet and the Yud halach l'mos Sinai, so why is it only Tashmishei Kedusha, and why do you have to come out to the halacha of lahuch shulam lech shmaim ela or behema tohova bilvad? Why not the Gemara say tois Hashem beficha minamut beficha? So the answer is that while they're halachal mosim Sinai, but they don't have a haloshem ksav and ois, and therefore they're only tashmishei kedusha, and we have to come on to the loch of lahuch shulam lech shmaim ela or behema tohova bilvad, and it's not included on the loch of mit. Tois Hashem Beficha.